This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for January 14th. I'm Paul Plack. The FAA says Houston air traffic controllers are beginning to use ADS-B, Automatic Dependent Surveillance Broadcast, to more efficiently and safely separate and manage aircraft over the Gulf of Mexico. The FAA has denied a request by Venice, Florida, which wanted to shorten a runway because it's not used much. The FAA had to explain that doesn't mean planes need less room to land. Embraer says it delivered 244 planes in 2009. That beats the company's estimate of 242 and leaves an order backlog of $16.6 billion. The leading light sport aircraft seller in the U.S., Flight Design, has teamed up with Pilot Journey, a website for people seeking flight training. Onboard Systems International says its new replacement cargo hook kit for the Eurocopter AS355 has been certified by the FAA and is currently in production. Aerospace Filtration Systems has received an STC for an inlet barrier filter for the Bell 430 helicopter, promising better protection from FOD and salt spray and reduced operating costs. 7 of the 8 surviving Doolittle Raiders and as many as 25 B-25 Mitchell bombers may be on hand for the Raiders' 68th reunion in Dayton, Ohio, April 15th through the 19th. The FAA has issued a launch site operator's license to the Jacksonville Airport Authority for the Navy's former master jet base at Cecil Field, making it the nation's 8th commercial spaceport. And two guys who apparently didn't know any better landed for lunch on a lake within the Minneapolis city limits in what is thought to be the first documented case of the $1,000 hamburger. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, it's a look back at ANN's first 10 years, Part 4, the politics of the NASA shuttle program and the collapse of the airline experience. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.